It is day 7, which is May 7th, 2025. And it has occurred to me yesterday, which you can find as day 06_1 in the everyday section of the menu of the DVD over there, that there must be a phone number you can call to connect to Manchuria, which is a place that is no longer there. And that occurred to me because I read that there used to be the world's first talking clock on the telephone there at the Observatory of Paris, which starting in 1932, you could call to find out what time it was or what time it wasn't, in case you were mistaken. Now, this ladder was perhaps the most useful function of the talking clock on the telephone, which was constructed from a wide variety of motion picture projectors there near the beginning of the sound film era, and which had for the voice of its talking clock character a wide variety of standard-sized motion picture sound file strips that contained phrases like, at the time, the tone will be, or at the time, the tone will not be, followed, of course, by another motion picture film strip that would play in the talking clock to say, for instance, midnight, again, again, again. It would say that again 12 times. Back then, in 1931, at the introduction of the talking clock on the telephone. And in the year after the beginning of its usage as a talking clock there on the telephone at the Observatory of Paris. But eventually it was realized that this again, again, etc., etc., took up a lot of time. And so to save time and wear and tear, they later on got rid of the 12 agains, since they assumed that anyone calling the clock would now know that the again had been gotten rid of. And most especially those children who were in the habit of calling as many times a day as they could, for no reason at all, as maybe they had a question they wanted to ask over and over again. But even after getting rid of the agains, the kids kept calling anyway. Now, this clock was installed there in the basement of the Observatory of Paris in the year 1932, according to a sign that is marked on the gate near the fading purple flowers that will no longer be there when I go back there again to read the sign today. For it has recently been winter, and will no longer be so, for soon it will be summer. That made me think, it was probably very useful that back then, in 1932, to have the chance to call the clock on the phone and find out what time it was. Or, better yet, find out if you were mistaken about what time it was. Therefore, on the phone, you could find out what time it wasn't. So that way, you could find out that it wasn't 1931, the year of the criminal establishment of the country of Manchuria. That year was already gone. That now, back then, on the telephone, it was 1932, which was probably a lot better for everyone. Or not, depending on who was calling. Which led me to think, knowing this back then, knowing it wasn't 1931 anymore, maybe by such sorts of invention, like of the talking telephone clock, you could also call Manchuria, perhaps by calling collect on the telephone, and find out if it was there or not, or ask something or other. I don't know why, but I recently discovered that was true, that this was true. You could do that, starting in 1932. For it was the early sound period, and now that the Observatory of Paris had a talking clock made out of a wide variety of motion picture projectors that had been disassembled and then reassembled in order to play all sorts of talking movies in the order of time, in order to tell people on the telephone what time it was at the moment they were calling, at that moment assembling in proper order the wide variety of film strips that were stretched and scratching within the clicking clock of the telephone projector. Well, perhaps this interesting, popular telephone movie projector clock on the telephone had caught on in the mind of the public, so that it came into demand everywhere, and in this way had become a fashionable export. Maybe even copied in Germany and sold by transport to the Manchu Edison Film Corporation out there at its temporary offices that year in the basements of the South Manchurian Railroad Corporation, what we know as the Pure Land Motion Railroad these days, located in Dairen, Manchuria, later relocated to the newly built capital city of Shinkyo, Manchuria, after 1936, all in the former northeast of China. There, in that faraway basement, disassembled again and reassembled, this talking clock could become repurposed as the first motion picture projector bought and reused by the Manchu Edison Film Corporation in order to present all the single print motion picture films that new company would come to create and present by projection, perhaps even telephone, to the export motion theater markets of the world over the next few years. As Manchuria grew, and as the company grew, until everything stopped the day of the Manchurian explosion, which did or did not, or did not take place on August 9th, 1945, which was day one of the 26-day cycle. And so, since the talking motion picture clock of the Manchu Edison Film Corporation was also destroyed or stopped at that moment, that is to say on day one, during the Manchurian explosion, then all those films were also lost, so that all that is left were the descriptions of those 676 movies at that time in that country. It appears that there were, by decree and science, 26 days to the calendar, and every day had 26 hours, and every hour had a movie that was inside the projector. These movies were often longer than an hour. No one really noticed that at the time, for the movies were so interesting that you could just forget the time as you watched. However, since the destruction caused via the Manchurian explosion, which itself was a kind of creation of the explosion, terrible. Well, as a result of that, the movies have all been truncated in length, but not in quantity, for there are still 676 of them, which is 26 movies times 26 days, even though we have different customs these days, except that also each of them are much shorter now, as they are presented to us today. For instance, here on the telephone. Now, next.